Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we are here with another Empowering Bites. And of course, I am not alone. And I am joined by the phenomenal, the remarkable, the brilliant, the effervescent, the contagiously kind human being that is called Gabriella.
Oh,
Gabby1B Mamoni.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know if I've ever been called effervescent before. I love it.
Oh, effervescent. 100%. 100%. Luminance. I don't know. Luminance.
Anything
bright and starry and wonderful and delightful.
Yeah. You know what you see in me, I see in you.
Projection, reflection. I'll take it. So, So I'm going to get right into it. Since I was informed of this episode, inspired this morning, and it just so happened that we're recording today, which is awesome. And it's really, and we've talked about it before. I might have to, share the link. So we talked about comparisonitis.
Yeah.
And in the context of it being such a deterrent to your own progress and success in life. But today we want to talk, we want to bring it back up because I don't think the world is getting any better. I think if in fact with the attention economy grabbing all of us and most of us spending more time scrolling, and especially now with our young people, you know, trying to find their way in this world, bringing it back is a really important conversation to further the legacy of how to help humans use it as a tool that serves them versus one that detracts them from enjoying life, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think we're going to approach it today, like how to figure out, are you using it? Is it harmful or is it helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you're comparing it and you can derive helpfulness from it, then I'd be like, you know, power to you. But if it's harming you and you will know things like you suddenly feel depleted, depressed, you know, frustrated, angered, like you're falling behind, like you're not worthy, like everyone else's life is better than yourself. And, you know, if any of those hold true, then I would say that it's harmful and versus it being helpful. However, I do believe there's a way to make it helpful for yourself. And I think that that's kind of the things that we'd like to unlock in this short but sweet and insightful conversation. So what are your thoughts out of the gate?
My thoughts out of the gate are the person that I am today is very different from the person that I was several years ago regarding this topic. Today, I am able to separate the fact of wins and losses. So no one else's wins are my losses. Their wins are their wins. My losses are my losses. And so changing the way that you look at other people's success is an advantage to you and your growth. And so I am definitely of the teacher mindset. I think that's important, the teacher comparison, because I'm able to observe skills and behaviors and habits that other people make. And we would encourage others to do the same, because you can always ask yourself, what am I learning from this process? What is this process teaching me? And so if you can turn that envy into motivation to act, to grow, it can only help you improve.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that. I think the thought that comes to mind is that I think I might've said on the last episode, when somebody else's promotion feels like your demotion, just in general, just you could apply that anywhere in life. And I think what's really interesting is that you're typically comparing yourself to a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. And I think sometimes if you actually sit down and get insatiably curious as to what, you know, how the journey evolved for whoever it is or whatever it is that you're comparing yourself to, and you hear the entire journey, it's very unlikely that you want it all. And that's the thing, like, it's easy to compare, but the question is, do you actually want what it took to get there?
That's brilliant.
And so I think that that's one way to maybe just condition yourself to recognize, yeah, you know what, because of that, yeah, I'm not going to. However, it's a little bit of an example. So there's this fitness girl that I follow on Instagram, and her name is Cindy Gillen. So I'm very, very, even though, like, I think I follow 10% of what follows me or something like that. Like, I've learned that. Yeah. I like to get it down to 1%, but I'm not there yet. But she's definitely somebody that I seek as an expert, right? Like, so the point I'm just trying to make, like, I make sure that my feed is people who are feeding me to help me continue to grow. And so yesterday, the reel that I saw had her, I think she was traveling. And so she, like, one of the clips was like, she was doing hip hop. Another one, she was doing boxing. There was a workout. She was biking, like, all these things. And so when I took a step back, I think I was like, oh my God, look at her. She's so cool. Like, you know, she's doing hip hop and all this, any other, and blah, blah, blah. And there's this desire. I had this desire, like, oh man, why can't that be me? But the interesting thing is, so I immediately flipped it because I remember, and I was talking to Trisha, and I was like, well, hold on. Like, I have been putting it on the back burner to go and take a hip hop class. I have been putting it on the back burner to, like, hook up with a family friend, Dwayne, who was a pro boxer, to box with him. And I know that I want to incorporate more movement into my life. And so anyway, all of that to share that I used the wind or the wind of what I was getting from her to, like, sort of say, okay, how can I, what parts of it can I take to add to my toolkit that will further and, or even even kickstart me doing something that, oh my God, I've been putting this off. You know what I mean? So,
I love it.
So I think, and I share that in a way to contrast, like, me, you know, you can also look at it as, What is it revealing in me? You know, and is it, I like from the Let Them Theory, is this something that you can change in your life in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
And if it's not, then it's probably not really helpful, right? Because sometimes it's like people's attributes, right? Like, things that they're born with and they're gifted with. And you know what? I think it was in the chapter of Life's Not Fair. It's not fair, right? Sure, life is not fair, and it's not supposed to be fair. But there's certain things that you can't change, and those are the things that I think you need to be mindful of as to, you know, how you're drawing them into your life as a comparison, and that you're not necessarily meeting, you know, certain standards or something like that.
Yeah, that's such a great and powerful example, Inc. And what I heard is what also Mel Robbins has in that book. It's along the lines of, it's a framework that's not just theoretical, but it's a practice. And so you can learn how to compare in ways that serve your ambitions rather than stall them. Mm-hmm. And so by seeing that feed, it motivated you. Mm. And so these moments of comparison, we really can use it as a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. In fact, I also have a story for you. So I am also a speech coach. Mm-hmm. And I have a group coaching program that I offer once a year. And 1 or 2 years ago, I had someone in my program that we're still connected. And one of the greatest things for me as a speech coach is being in the audience of one of my students. Yes. Like, I can't even describe that feeling. Like, I'm like, proud mama bear moment, yes, like, I just get it. Loving it. And there was a scenario recently, actually, where there's one stage that I actually wanted to be on. I didn't apply. I didn't reach out. Nobody knows I wanted to be on that stage until I saw a social media post that one of this woman is on that stage. So for a second, I had envy and I was like, wow, I wanted to be on that stage. But then I did a reframe. I'm like, wait a second. I didn't do anything.
Didn't do the work. Yeah.
I taught her how to, and she took the She took the bait, and I'm so happy she is. And it just goes back to we're human, you know. But if you want that something, you have to take action. And I'm so proud of her for taking action. And yes, I'm going to go to that event. I will buy a ticket because I want to see her on stage, and that does make me proud. So
I love it's, that. It's all the- Yeah, so if I think where we've taken this conversation so far, I think there's the self-evaluation to really ask yourself, like, what is what I'm looking at or compare myself to? What is it revealing in me? I think there is the, can you change it like in 30 seconds if you can't? And then the other thing is like, what you just talked about is, am I actually taking the action? If it's attainable, am I actually taking the action consistently?
Yes.
Right. Consistency is staying true to what you said you're going to do long after the feeling you've said it has passed. Right. Yes. Consistently to attain it. And if you answer no to any of those, then I think you got to redirect whatever it is that you're trying to compare yourself to. And I think the other thing I'm going to say is, and we do it so much, this whole podcast is around this. The stronger you are in who you are and you know why you're here, I think you will, I think comparison goes out the door. Because there is nobody exactly like you. Your DNA is evidence of the fact that you are a unique marvel that has been created in this world to do amazing things. And you, and I, another analogy that I'll bring in quickly to this is when you think about, you have a race to run. And you think about like the Olympics and when the runners are in their lane, what happens when they step off their lane on the line? What happens? They get disqualified.
Right.
And so comparison will disqualify you from what you should be focused on building for yourself in your life. And so, you know, I think you have a lane. You need to figure out what that lane is. And then just get to work and fulfill exactly, you know, what you're supposed to do with your life.
I love that. One of the beautiful things about this podcast is that we keep it short and sweet, Empowering Bites. One thing that I would like to say while wrapping up is the importance of cultivating growth. This is what I've heard in this conversation. And so we learn from other paths, but we cannot lose our own identity.
That's right.
And, you know, if we really turn that jealousy into fuel. That harnesses our motivation.
That is the word. Harness.
Harness motivation.
Harness. Run your race and harness your potential. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
So this is where I say I'm Ink and
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out. Bye. There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.